Good morning, everyone. I know you are suffering many things. At least so far I know two things you are suffering. First, you had to listen the gospel with my accent. Second, now you are entering the second suffering with my homily, with my accent as well. So this Sunday you have two sufferings already. Back to my homily today. One sentence is so important for me, like, we are hearing about eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Life, divine life, and eternal life will be my three words for this week, for my homily. Life, divine life, and eternal life. But before that, I would love to share a story with family's permission. So they gave me the permission to share the in my homily. There is a family. The husband, he doesn't go to the church. And the wife, after Mass, he came up to me and said, "Hey, Father Anthony, how can I help my husband go into the church on Sunday?" And I told the wife and the whole family, easy. So, and I told her, "Do you see my chair over there? Like, if you can put your family right in my radar, like, whatever this area that I can see him." So the wife, they came to the church and the whole family is sitting like in my radar, like that I can see the whole family. And I didn't see the husband as normal. And then the week after that, I saw him, like I saw him come to Mass. And then after Mass, I told him, "Hey, I didn't see you last week. Hey, what happened?" And he just, "I'm sorry, Father." And then I told him, "Hey, I'll see you next week, okay?" And then the week after that, the whole family again seated on my radar again, and I saw the whole family like down there. And the wife was so happy about me. So you know that sometimes, usually I don't have any power at the parish, but sometimes I have the power to change the people's life. So if you have the same issues, trouble, tell me, okay? I'll fix that. So back to the homily today, life, divine life, and eternal life. Life is so important. Very first moment of the Bible, God said this one. I had to like bring the Bible in case you don't trust me. So God said this one. God formed man. He breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. Right in the beginning of the gospel, right in the beginning of creation, God brought life to everyone. Very first moment that he gave everyone life. And then he continues doing that for the rest of our lives. Life, Christian life, Catholic life, I think we are like the trees. The trees, we cannot see the roots underneath the soil because the roots, they are hidden. We cannot see that. We only see the trees from outside. But the roots, every single moment, provides for the tree nutrition. Exactly the same with you and with me. We all have been a foundation on God that way, that God is continue nourishing you, fostering you, giving you life from that foundation. And whenever we are forgetting about that, we are dying. Like the tree, you cut the tree out of like the roots and obviously, it's dying. Everyone knows that. But slowly dying. Even the trees dying. If you cut yourself out of God, if you cut yourself Without that foundation, without that nourishment, you are dying, brothers and sisters. We are dying. Life is so important for everyone. God has given to you life right at the beginning. And then the next point from a homily is the divine life. The divine life means that God, He continues nourishing you for the rest of your life. By what? By the sacraments. Sacraments for everyone. You remember when you received the baptism, that very first moment that the divine life, the Trinitarian life is in you, and He is nourishing you for the rest of your life. You are becoming the temple of the Holy Spirit. And then, whenever you receive the Holy Communion, whenever you receive the Eucharist, you are nourished by the divine life in you. And I tell people that the moment, like after the moment you receive the Eucharist, God is in you. And pray for that moment. Like, God is in you. No need to like, where are you, God, right now? No, He's in you. Like bodily. I'm talking about bodily. God is in you right after the moment you received the Eucharist. You are continuing receiving Him for the rest of your life. We received the divine life through the sacrament, through the liturgy. And I invite you all, Easter is coming. So Easter Vigil is coming. So it's so beautiful. I invite you all to join us for the Easter Vigil. I guarantee it will be so beautiful. You will see the Easter candle, and the whole church will be in the darkness. And then we're going to light the Easter candle. And that light, we follow that light. We follow Him as the light of our life. So invite you all to join us for the Easter Vigil. I know it could be long, but I guarantee it will be so, so beautiful that you all can enjoy, because that is the highest liturgy during the year. It's so beautiful that we can see God as a light, and we are the light of the world, our parents. Join us for that Easter Vigil. The last point for my homily is eternal life. Brothers and sisters, to be honest with you, we are all Catholic here, and we must believe in eternal life. Our lives will be pointless if we don't believe in that. You can live 80 years, 90 years, but how about after that? How about eternal life? The life is eternal. If you don't believe in that, it's so, so hard. I invite you to reflect on that. I am coming, anointing a lot of people recently again, and a lot of people in nursing homes that they are dying again this month. And then I came to a family. I anointed her, and I started right at the beginning with our Father, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and I touched her feet. And it was warm. And then when I finished the last rite for her, I touched her feet again, and it was cold. And I just slowly touched her hands, and it's colder. And finally, the forehead is cold. And I told the family, she's leaving right now. She's leaving from this earth. And then the moment I realized, like, God, what does it mean? What's life mean? What's death? Like, the person I anointed her right in front of me, she is living. Her soul is like slowly departed from her body. Like, from that moment, I realized that, brother and sister, we must believe in eternal life, because all about I studied in the seminary 9 years, 10 years, and for the rest of my life, I believe in that, and I pray for your heaven a lot. You with me, pray for your heaven. because it's so important that we can live in heaven with God forever. I pray for your heaven, and I'm wishing that maybe one day, at least one person in this room, like this building, this church, go to heaven. And then you can look down at me and then, Father Anthony, you're right, heaven is real. And then I can pray for you now. I pray for that moment, at least one person in this room can go to heaven. And when I was ordained a couple months ago, I took that seriously. And I told the Lord, Lord, if I can become a priest, and now I am a priest, I will help the souls to go to heaven with you, and help me with that. Help me with that, and help people to go to heaven with you. And I pray for your heaven. And if you go to heaven one day, you're still up there, and you look down on me, and you remember me, okay? You remember Father Anthony is still down here, still working on like stuff, still working on the souls. And then pray for Father Anthony, that he can help another soul to go to heaven with God. So pray for your heaven, because it's so important that we are all Catholics, we can aim that purpose. Heaven is so important for everyone. So I invite you all this week, reflect with me, life, divine life, and eternal life.